So here's some more comics, some more cartoons. So this is the I believe Instagram post that went viral. The peach. Yeah, the peach Instagram. So this cartoon is driving me insane. If you are saving the peach for someone, tell your partner that. Don't seethe about what better person you are. Oh, but you see, if she did that, then she wouldn't be able to bitch and moan and complain later on, which is her favorite pastime. One of the many differences between me and my husband. So let's see what's wrong with this, because this split opinions, and by the way, I think like 80% of the people were on her side and was mostly women, because they have all this fucking free time to go online and bitch and moan and complain on Instagram. And then they bitch and moan and complain that they don't make as much money as men. So there's her, again, no face, because I'm a wayman. I have no face in society. Even though academia, the political establishment, and the mainstream media kowtow and cater to your every fucking whim and desire. Uh-huh, I see. Oh, look, the last ripe peach. I don't do a good female voice. What do you want? I sound like a tranny, because I'm a dude. Of course I sound like a fucking tranny when I try to talk like a woman. Give me a break, huh? Oh, look. The last ripe peach. I'll save it for the kids. They love peaches so much. They really? I hate peaches. Hairy, furry, fucking fruit. There are some things I like that are hairy. I don't mind it, but not on my fruit. But anyway. There'll be some things I eat that are hairy that I do like, but I'm not actually, you know, ingesting. Well, some of this. You know, juices are getting ingested, but, you know, nothing solid that has hair. Anyway. I want to save it for the kids. Meanwhile, there's the husband. Oh, look, the last ripe peach. I'll use it as a special treat in my daily smoothie. Now, right there, we know the hubby is a fucking pussy, wimp, soy boy, beta male, blue pill dude. So who the fuck's eating a smoothie? Let me point this out. If you're a man, you don't eat fucking smoothies, okay? Real men don't eat smoothies. Sorry! So what is she saying here? That men are selfish and women are not? Or is she saying that this is just her relationship? And if it's just your relationship and you're not trying to inaccurately conflate this with all relationships, which is, she is actually trying to do, nice little compilation fallacy there, then the problem's with your husband, and if you have a problem in this particular area, why don't you just talk to him about it? That would solve the problem! I want the problem to continue to exist so I can silently seethe and hate and resent him and make little comics like this where I'm a victim. Because he ate a peach. This is fucking nuts! Oh my god! Here's another of her crappy comics. Why do they have no faces? By the way, your husband looks relatively thin. I bet you this is not an accurate representation of her. She's got the thigh gap going on and everything. You can actually see between those thighs, which I like. I know a lot of you guys out there like women with big hips and big asses. They're at least got a lot down below. I like athletic broads. I like broads that don't have very much body fat. What do you want from me? I'm an athlete. I like athletic toned broads. Give me a break. But I guarantee you, she don't look like that. Are you kidding? The way she's bitching and moaning? Probably fat. Overweight, embraces body positivity. But anyway, so I wonder how many women secretly hate their husbands. Yeah, this one certainly does. Recently, my husband and I were unloading groceries from the car. Yes, this is an accurate depiction of our different unloading styles. You know what happened in this picture? I guarantee you I know what fucking happened. She bullied and shoulder fucking pushed her way to the back of the car. The back seat, where the fuck they're putting all these fucking groceries. That's a lot of fucking groceries, yo. I guess they have a lot of kids. I don't know. I wouldn't want that much baggage with this broad. But anyway, this guy seems to like it because he's a simp. I guarantee you, she bullied her way there and grabbed every fucking bag that she could. And that was all that was left, what he's carrying. And she insisted that she carry all those. So that she could then make herself out to be a martyr. Woe is me! Accurate picture. The last time I unloaded the car, this is how many bags I had to carry. Yeah, you had to carry all those bags. Because you picked up all those bags, you dumb bitch. Well, you pick up 20 fucking bags and carry them. Well, yeah, now you have to carry them. That's true. Yet another woman that wants to be a victim is embracing victimhood because it pays dividends. These comics quickly became a nexus point of Twitter discourse. Twitter? Really? Aren't like 80% of the people on Twitter just bots or some shit? You ever heard the dead internet theory that the majority of people that you think are people on the internet are actually just bots? And that the internet died around 2016 or something? Anyway, why do so many men leave their wives to do the housework? What are you talking about? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What study? Where's your evidence for this? What are you fucking talking about? Women don't do housework anymore, bitch. Are you talking about yourself? And then you're such a narcissist that you think the whole world revolves around you and you think every woman that stays at home is in the same situation you are. Which, by the way, if they don't have a job, they ought to be in that situation. I think you're talking about women that don't work, so their job is taking care of the home and the kids, while the husband goes out and works, which is actually very rare these days because with women, there being more of them in the workforce than men, wages being cut in half because of that fact, most people can't afford a one-income household anymore. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What is it, maybe like 5% of house, maybe 5% of the fit? Not even. Actually, since it's something like 15 to 20%, of kids are growing up in a household where both mom and dad live under the same roof. Notice I didn't say married. Just live under the same roof, live together, and they live in that same house with those two parents. How many of those 15, 20% of the overall population that comprise two-parent households, how many of those is just one parent working and the other staying home? 1%? Oh, 1%? You're bitching and moaning about 1%, bitch? Of course she is. Of course she is. 1% of women that are living with the father of their children have to stay home and cook and clean and take care of the house because he can afford to go out and work and she can afford to stay home and raise the family. But she shouldn't have to do that. Well, what the fuck is your job then, bitch? Why is it socially acceptable for straight people to openly detest their spouses? I don't know, you tell me. You clearly detest your husband. Well, yeah, this is the writer of this article asking that question. Are these comics inherently passive-aggressive, revealing a star mom to be an asshole? Yes. Why don't they just get a divorce? She didn't want to get a divorce. She has it too good. She can't admit that to herself, but she's got it too fucking good. I mean, she got a husband that's tolerating this bullshit, and she gets to be a victim. And bitch and moan and complain and grind him under her fucking boat heel. How did you expect to bully your partner online and have people react? Think, mom, life, think. Yeah, well, she's not thinking. If she was thinking, she'd know how lucky she was. Oh no, here's another one. Okay, this comic is undeniably cringe, but have we stopped to consider why the entirety of Twitter has decided to, it's necessary to mock this mom? She seems to think it's totally, completely necessary to mock her own fucking husband. If she's going to go online and mock her own fucking husband in front of millions of fucking people, I think it's perfectly okay for her to be mocked. For mocking him, don't you? Oh, no, of course not. Got to defend her. It's the sisterhood and all. So let's see this comic. That's the peach one. Okay, there's another one. So we have him standing there with a big pile of dishes. No face again, but at least he has a beard. And the outlines of a mouth. Meanwhile, her face is totally, completely blank. And she's standing there, and he's standing there, and the dishes are in between them. And she's thinking, does he think he doesn't have to do to be a parent on his birthday? Interesting. Yeah, it is interesting. It is very, very interesting, sweetheart, how much you hate your fucking husband. It's so interesting. Well, wait, isn't his job as a parent, see, he's the father. Oh, right, she's a feminist. She believes him and her are equal, so he should have to do housework just like her. Well, doesn't that mean that you now have to then go out and go to his job and then do his job sometimes while he then comes home and does your housework? No, that doesn't benefit me. That would be too difficult. Of course. Yeah, of course. Me trying to explain our household dynamic in terms my husband understands. Yeah, because your husband's a moron, of course, you know, and you're smarter than him, even though the data, the research says the exact opposite. On most sports teams, you have a superstar or a playmaker, says the woman, who makes things happen. Oh, and that's her, I guess. Yeah. I guess him going out to work and earning the fucking money that brings home the fucking bacon that provides everything that allows you to have your cushy life, that doesn't make him the superstar. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you can't both be the superstar. No, she's the superstar, see? Wait. I thought you were a feminist and all about equality. No, because we all know it's not about that. That's me, she says. Wow, the hubris, the arrogance. Fuck you, cunt bitch. Then you often have that person who just stands around waiting for other people to make plays or shoot the ball. So you have no job. And your only job is to take care of the kids in the household and him so that he can take care of all of you. And you don't do that, or you don't do it very well, or you're resentful about doing that. And you make him do your job sometimes, even though he doesn't make you do his job sometimes. But somehow, you're the superstar that's making shit happen? Really? We need you to step up so we can win as a team, says the wife to her husband. Did you ever stop to think that maybe it's you that's holding everybody back, sweetheart? No. That he's the superstar, not you. Of course not. He's a man. He can't be the superstar. And if I give him the title of superstar, he'll just have too much power like I do now. So this equality bullshit wasn't actually about creating equality. It was just so that you could take the role of leader, I see, and take it away from him. And then grind him under your fucking boot heel. Lovely. Lovely, ladies. Anyhow, this article goes on to say, Mom Life presents a depressingly negative view of marriage, of course. She hates her husband and parenthood, which is why it went viral on both Twitter and Instagram. But the two audiences came at it from different angles. Yeah. But it was mostly women supporting her. Let's see if any of these replies are positive in the father's favor. Okay, somebody named Ray says, the entire internet embrace cringy things. Do what you want. If I have the power to make you cringe, I'm winning. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Person sounds like a sociopath to me. My main takeaway is that she set an unreasonable standard for herself and her husband as parents, and the husband is totally unaware and just doesn't care. I wouldn't say he doesn't care. If he's unaware, how the fuck can he care? If he's unaware, he doesn't know, and she's not communicating to him what her issues are, then how can he not care about the issue he doesn't even know about, you dummy? Well, you know that fucking comment was written by a woman. Oh, man. Gender reveal pipe bomb. I was pretty neutral on it until I saw her clarification post about how he works two jobs, cooks all the meals, grocery shops, maintains the yard and does laundry while she stays home and teaches yoga a couple times a week. Like, come on now, really? Really? That's what's going on? I know what's going on here. She feels guilty. Deep down, she knows that he's the superstar. That he's doing much more than her, that he's a much better parent. She feels down in the dumps, low about herself, so what does she do? She overcompensates. Counterjab says, apparently the husband does most of the cooking, cleaning, works two jobs, according to the artist herself. She constantly is shitting on him. Seems weird. Not really. It's modern feminism. She still has to do some actual work, which pisses her off, so, you know. She's not entitled enough. Somebody named 7-8 says, it's a classic example of someone having unreasonable standards. One, she doesn't communicate clearly, and two, she acts like a martyr. She doesn't work, her husband has two jobs, and it's been made explicitly clear he does help around the house. That's another thing I don't get. Why in the fuck does he have to do anything around the house? Wouldn't the presupposition in that kind of arrangement be that somehow being a mother and a stay-at-home mom is more difficult than his fucking job? That's bullshit. It's somehow more difficult. She's somehow more put upon. She has it rougher. Really? Really? Can she get fired? Not really. I mean, he could divorce her, but she gets everything. And he's paying alimony and child support for 18 years. She actually gets rewarded for quitting her job. What happens if he quits his job? They all go homeless. He can't quit. She can quit whenever she wants. The fuck is she talking about? She's got it easy. And I hate this idea that women are somehow at home all fucking day working. Let me tell you something. If those kids are under 5 years old at home, they're spending half their time fucking sleeping because their tiny little fucking bodies are very inefficient. They have very little strength. They have these periods of high fucking hyperactivity, and then they nap the rest of the fucking time like cats. And then the mom's sitting there eating bonbons the rest of the fucking day. It's not that hard. She's doing everything women do already. And then in addition, she's got this little pet that occasionally says, feed me. Yeah, you feed it and it sleeps. I mean, early on, you got to change some fucking poopy diapers. Big fucking deal. This is not the end of the world. This is not a very hard job. I'm sorry, ladies, but you have all become very fucking lazy and weak and tired because you're eating too much fucking processed sugar and high fructose corn syrup. You got no fucking energy because you're 80 pounds overweight. Even though you weren't that fat when you married your husband, but now it's okay to have body positivity and embrace your fat self. And he should have no problem with it, but don't he dare gain any weight. Oh, no, wait, I want him to get fat so no other women will want him. But wait, that means I won't want him either, and then I divorce him. Oh, well, you know, it's his fault. I was the one cooking meals, and I forced the food on him because I didn't want any other woman to want him either, but now I don't want him, and oh, that's his fault. Everything's the man's fault, apparently. Anyhow, there you go. There you go. There you go. The peach mom, who doesn't communicate with her husband, who works two jobs so she can teach yoga 3 hours a week, embrace her dream, and he makes all that possible, but he's horrible and evil because he ate a peach. Well, there you go. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Perfect example of how women these days all want to portray themselves as victims, because that's the current thing that us as you're supposed to do. We're all victims, so they're all clamoring to be victims. So let me know what you think of this story. Is this mom, this woman, an ungrateful cunt? And is this dad a big, giant loser pussy for tolerating her crap? Notice I gave you no other possible options. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you'd really like to support my work and my continued content creation, go check out my Patreon at Patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher.